We welcome you to the Living Waters International Ministries in Dublin, Ireland. It is a place where we come together to fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ, to worship and praise God. Living Waters Church exists as an extended arm of the Lord, helping the helpless, giving hope to the hopeless, building lives that are broken, and healing the sick in the name of Jesus. Today's message is by our senior pastor, Pastor Shanks Joseph Kawunda, Jr. Enjoy the message.
Are you happy to be in the presence of God today? Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day that the Lord has given us. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. All of you that are visiting us for the first time, you're welcome. And it's good to have you in our midst. And all of you that are visiting us today, it's a blessing to have you with us. Amen. Praise God. Just help me to welcome that friend who is sitting next to you. Help me to welcome them. Tell them you're welcome in the house of the Lord. The Kawamba family, you're most welcome. Amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to see you. Amen. And what you have done is an example to many. And we pray that many more marriages this year. We pray that many more marriages next year. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for you and we thank God for your family. We pray a blessing. Just stand up. Let us pray for you as your pastors. Pastor Nick, stand up. Let's just pray with you. Come on, just lift up your hands where you are. Father, we thank you. We pray for this family in the name of Jesus. We pray that your grace will abound towards them. We pray that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that which the enemy meant for evil, you would turn it for their good. I pray, Father, that you use them to the glory of your name. You use them to the praise of your name. For indeed, oh God, you have elevated them to a higher place. You have promoted them to a level where they are no longer boys, but they are now a man and a woman of God. I release the anointing of God upon King. I release the anointing of God upon Charity. I pray that together as a couple, they shall trust the enemy and they shall break the enemy's camp in the name that is above every other name. We release your grace over them now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains a favor from the Lord. So our brother King has been elevated to a level of getting favor from God. Amen. I spoke to him yesterday and he said, Pastor, I left in, this is his own words. He says, I left Ireland with the devil, but I've left him in Malawi. And I'm coming back as a man of God. And he said, our people will see a man of God in me because God has done great things in my life. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. One thing I can tell you is, Brother Henry said something before all of you came here for in the morning when we were doing our intercession. He said the presence of God, when it comes to a place, several things happens. He said when the presence of God comes, others are blessed. When the presence of God comes, others are judged. And he says when the presence of God comes, others are sustained. Now, I want you to understand something. In this very same place, where others are saying there is no God, others are finding God. In this very same place where others are saying they are children, they cannot teach us anything, others are finding God in the same place. And I am telling you, I'm a witness of what God is doing. There are people in this place whom God is secretly preparing for great things. And I'm telling you, we see them because God prepares us secretly, but he showcases us publicly. Amen. And I know there are people here whom God is busy building because he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I have discovered that Pastor Shanks doesn't build a church. I've discovered that God builds the church. And he says, when I build my church, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. You can fight me, you can fight Pastor Nick, but you can't fight God. Hallelujah. You can't fight God. Why? Because God builds his church. And what God is doing in our midst is marvelous. It's wonderful. It's great. You see, Pastor Nick, I see that verse coming again and again. The verse that says, and the first shall be the last. And the last shall be the first. I will not be surprised if some of you who studied with us, some people are first and you are last. Look what your neighbor and say, I'm not going to be last. I refuse to be last. I refuse to be the tail. I choose to be the head. I refuse to be beneath. And I refuse to be what? Under. Look at the name and say, tell them, let's meet at the top. Hallelujah. Some of you are on your way to the top. Some are already at the top. Some are in the valley trying to get to the top. I will tell you the best thing that you can ever do is if you are in the valley, do whatever you can to get to the top. Don't settle in the valley. Let me show you something. How many of you know Abraham? I'm saying Abraham in the Bible. How many of you know Abraham? Some people don't know Abraham. How many people know Abraham? Lift up your hands. You see, I will tell you this. You know, the church of God has got a lot of lazy people. If you tell them lift up their hands, it's like you're telling them to do something extraordinary. I said lift up your hands if you know Abraham. How many of you know Abraham's father? Who was his name? Who was his name? Terah was the father of what? Abraham. You know, Terah had a plan. And his plan was to go to Canaan. Alright? His plan was to go where? To Canaan. But when Terah started off in Genesis chapter 11, if you read that from Genesis chapter 11, right at the very end, you jump into chapter 12. Terah started off to Canaan. That was his vision. That was his plan. That's where he wanted to go. But the Bible says when he came to Haran, he stopped. He stopped. He settled there and he died there. Say it with me. He stopped. He settled and he died in Haran, not in Canaan. And guess who made it to Canaan? It was his son, Abraham. But it was in his father's heart to get to where? To Canaan. But he couldn't make it to Canaan. He settled for the alternative, and the alternative was Haran. And let me tell you something. He settled, he stopped, and he died in Haran. There is a future for you. Don't settle for the alternative. Don't settle, don't stop, don't die before you get to your destination. And I'm here to announce to you, some of you, your fathers had a dream to build a house, but they never built it. Some of you, your fathers had a dream to achieve things, but they never achieved. I'm here to announce to you today that your father failed to do what your father could not do, you shall do it. In the name of Jesus. Say to me, what my father failed to do, I will do it. It doesn't look like it. Are you going to do it for sure? And I refuse my son to do what I cannot do. I want to do it. Amen. I want to see my son seeing what I'm doing and he does better than I did it. So I don't want you to die in Haran. Let's go to Canaan. Amen. All right. Let's continue our subject of the Holy Spirit. How many of you were blessed last week? I know some of you are not here, but we had a wonderful time last week. The man of God preached. It was a blessing to have him with us. Okay, now I want us to look at the subject of the Holy Ghost. And today we are looking at the divine works of the Holy Spirit. Say it with me, divine works of the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 to 3, Genesis chapter 1, if you can turn your Bibles there, or if you have a pen, please write these verses down. Go back home. Read them. Remind yourself. Don't just, you know, hear the word and then when you go home, you forget about what the preacher was preaching. And the man of God last week gave us 7 points. I don't know if you still remember them 7 points. But I want you never to forget what we are speaking in this place. Amen. Now, I want also to say this to you. If you want a CD of any of the messages that we preach in this place, Brother Sam does that. And if you can give him your email address, because now he's able to send them to my email, and I can receive the messages to my email, and you can play them. Now, if you want the message for last week or any other messages that I've been preaching you, but that have been preached here, you can talk to him. He can email it to you. Amen. And it will be good for you to remind yourself the word of God. It's important. Amen. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 to 3. If you are there, you can say amen. Genesis 1 verse 2 to 3. We are looking at the divine works of the Holy Spirit. That is the subject. The divine works of the Holy Spirit. And all these divine works are revealed in Scripture. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 to 3. And the earth was without form. Say it with me. And the earth was without form. And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Say it with me. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse number 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Look at me, somebody, and say it with me. Whatever God says, it shall be. Thank you, sir. Whatever God says, it is. We are looking at the divine works of the Holy Spirit. Go back to verse number 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The first divine work of the Holy Spirit, we see it in creation. We see it in creation. Now, I want you to look at this. The Bible says, in the beginning was God. And I want you to understand that before the beginning of the beginning, God was. And there is no beginning without God. And some people try to go beyond God and try to find the beginning before God. You will not find it. Because the beginning begins with God. There is no beginning without God. And the Bible says, in the beginning, there was God. Hallelujah. In John chapter 1, the Bible says, God was with the Word in the beginning. Now, we see that in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says the earth was without form and void. In other words, the earth had not yet been created, had not yet been established. The mountains and the beautiful oceans you see, and all this creation we marvel at, was not there. It was nothing. It was just full of water. The whole earth was a mass of water. Now, I want you to listen to this. And the Bible says, on top of that water, the Spirit of God was moving on top of it. And in verse number 3, the Bible says, and then God said, let there be light. And there was light. I will show you something today. God had a word. Say it with me. God had a word. And the Spirit was moving on top of the water. Say it with me. The Spirit was moving on top of the waters. Hear me now. When God spoke that word, the Spirit of God captured that word and brought it into performance. When God said, let there be light, the Spirit captured that word and produced light. Let me tell you something. The power of God that produces things into existence is the Holy Spirit. There is nothing that God can do without the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. When God speaks a word, the Spirit waits for the word, a command from God, and He brings it into performance. So we see the Holy Ghost at work right from the beginning, the divine works of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me, my friends. When you see the light, you see the work of the Holy Ghost. When you see the ocean, you see the work of the Holy Ghost. When you see the mountains, you see the work of the Holy Ghost. You see the word of God manifest by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I want to say to you something today. If God says to you, a millionaire, the Holy Ghost brings that word into performance. Look at yourself and say, I am the earth and I am void. But today, God is taking away your void and your emptiness. Because the Spirit of God is about to create some things in your life. How many people here are ready for the creation of new things in their life? How many of you are ready for the creation of new things in their lives? Look at me. There are people who are listening to me right now. Their lives are empty. Their lives are void. My friends, do not be deceived by the suits we put on. People have issues within their hearts. There's a cry within somebody's heart. There's a cry within somebody's life, crying for something new in their life. Crying for something special in their life. Crying for something extraordinary in their life. Crying for something spectacular in their life. Crying for something that will cause them to smile. Crying for something that will cause them to be happy. Because listen to me, my brothers and my sisters. When we live in this world, every one of us, each one of us, longs for something better. Longs for something great. Longs for something powerful. There are people who are listening to me right now who are sick. They have been sick for so long. Nobody else knows or notices their sickness. They are crying for healing. There are people sitting here who are listening to me. They are looking for a job. Whilst others are getting 3 jobs. Whilst others are getting 4 jobs. Nothing seems to work for them. They are crying for the creation of a job in their lives. Are you listening to what I'm saying today? There are people sitting here who are crying for peace in their lives. They have been longing for peace. They have never known the path of peace. Peace to them is an English word they see in a dictionary. But they have never experienced it. When they see others happy, to them they are like, what is it that they are doing to make themselves happy? Because they have never known the path of happiness. There are people here who are looking for joy in their hearts. There are people here who are devoid of love. They are looking for love. Listen to me, some of you maybe have heard the word, I love you. There are some people, they are longing to hear that in their lives. Are you listening to me? As Jesus is approaching, I see a lot of problems the earth is facing. I see a lot of atrocities that are happening in this world today. I see a lot of people getting tired. But I want you to listen to me today. The Holy Spirit will create peace in your life today. The Holy Spirit will create joy in your life today. The Holy Spirit will create a job in your life today. The Holy Spirit will create healing in your life today in the name of Jesus. I'm saying the Holy Spirit will give you peace of the mind. Come on, somebody say, peace I receive. Jesus came to his disciples because they were in need of peace. He breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Ghost. And then he says, peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, but as heaven gives it. As the Holy Ghost gives it. I blow over your soul. I say, receive the peace of God. In the name of Jesus. There is no need for you to spend sleepless nights in Dublin. God is giving you peace today. I see in the spirit, even as I talk right now, the Father standing up on the throne, commanding the angels to come to your aid. They have your name in their hands. They are rushing towards you to give you a blessing that will surprise even your neighbors. If you believe what I'm saying, shout hallelujah. The divine works of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the creator of healing. The Holy Ghost is the creator of peace. The Holy Ghost is the creator of joy. The Holy Ghost is the creator of love. The Holy Ghost is the creator of gentleness, kindness, peace. If you are looking for this in your lives, engage the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost to work in your life. Listen to me. When the Spirit of God is upon you, He does not just create things for you, but He also gives you the power to create. You didn't hear me. Let me backtrack a little bit. God said, let there be what? Light. Who was speaking? And what was the Spirit doing? Waiting for the word of God. Now listen to this. When the Spirit comes upon you, He does not just bring to you the things that God has for you, but He also gives you the power to create what you want. Amen. Now listen to this. God speaks and the Spirit moves. I want you also to understand this, that when you speak, He waits for your word. If you can stand up in this atmosphere and say, Holy Ghost, I create a job, €10 an hour. I declare it over my life in this coming week, in the name of Jesus. Do not be surprised when it comes to you. I am a living testimony of what God can do. I know what God can do. You don't need to fast and pray for this. You just need to believe that the Holy Ghost has the power to create. Do you know that the Bible says we are gods? Do you know that? Do you know that the Bible says the Holy Spirit lives in you? Why is the Spirit in you? What is it doing in you? 1 John 2:20. It says you don't need anybody else to teach you anything. But the Spirit of the anointing that abides in you teaches you all things. You can stand up and say, Holy Ghost, I need a job. Holy Ghost, I need healing. Holy Ghost, I need this week. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, the Spirit will bring it on your doorstep. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, I need your peace. He will give you peace. Holy Ghost, I need joy. He will give you joy. You understand what I'm saying? So the Holy Ghost helped in creating the world. And the Holy Ghost is also ready to help you create your world. You didn't hear me. Are you listening to me today? Some of you think your world is created by your job. Some of you think that your world is created by the money you make every week or every month. But I'm telling you, there is a time when money goes, when a job goes, and the Holy Ghost is remaining with you. So that's the time you begin. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is nice. Listen to this, my friends. Listen to this. My friend, you cannot pray for a car and call it a miracle when you already have it. Listen to this. What some of you call miracles are not miracles, are things you have provided yourself. And God is not in it, but yourself is in it. And there's no problem with that. But listen to this. What I call a miracle is this. When there is nothing around you to hold on to, when there is no help or hope, when providence refuses you, when the bank refuses your loan, when there is no job, and when you look to the left, when you look to the right, when you look forward, and when you look backwards, there is nobody or nothing that seems to help. And then you cry out and you say, God, help me. And you see a raven finding you in the pool or in the brook of cherries. Listen, Jesus said in his word, in Exodus chapter 34 verse 10, he said it, and he said, I will do something new in your midst. I will do something extraordinary. Actually, I like this translation which says, I will do a terrible thing in your midst. Now, that word terrible, many people interpret it in a dangerous way. But what Jesus was trying to say is, I will do something marvelous. That when people see it, I don't know the English word. I wanted to say they will gander themselves. You know, I'm talking about something that, they will begin to develop an itching body when it's not even itching at all. And they will try to scratch themselves when there is nothing to scratch. He says, I'll do something terrible, something extraordinary. Now listen to this. He says that no any other person or nation has seen before. Hallelujah. This word of God is real.
And the Holy Ghost is waiting for this to happen. I pray to the Father that He will do something extraordinary in your life. I pray to the Father that He will do something that nobody in this atmosphere has ever had it in your life. You'll be the only one that will have it. Why? Because you have allowed the Holy Ghost to do it for you. You have allowed the Holy Ghost to do it for you. Listen to this. Jesus is saying in John chapter 14 verse 12, He says, greater works than these, if not 12, 14, greater works than these shall ye do. Look at me and say, I am destined for greater works. If you speak the word, the Holy Spirit will fulfill it. If you speak the word, the Holy Ghost will what? Will fulfill it. You see, I've given the Holy Ghost dates and times and the physical addresses. I have told the Holy Ghost, I need my miracle before the 15th of March. It should come at such a time. I believe there is nothing you cannot do when I ask you. And the Holy Ghost does it. The Holy Ghost does it. Amen. The Holy Ghost does it. Listen to me, you can never play with a child of God who has learned to engage the Holy Ghost in their lives. Come on, say to me, Holy Spirit, help me now. The question is, why are you crying when you have help inside of you? Haven't you heard in the Bible that the word is near you? And the word is in your heart. And it says the word is in your mouth. And it is a word of faith. Haven't you read in the scriptures that the spirit of faith is this? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is the spirit of faith. We believe and therefore we what? We speak. That's the spirit of faith. We believe and therefore what? We speak. Listen, the Holy Ghost is waiting for you to create your world. What world are you creating for yourself? For you have help to help you create. Oh, Jesus is Lord. Ah, Jesus is Lord. I'm telling you, can I say something to you? Do you know that if we all understand how the Holy Ghost works, when it comes to the creation of things in our lives, there'll be no jealousy in the church of God. There'll be no fights in this world. Because the Holy Spirit will create for each one of you something that fits you. And that only you can what? Can do. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If we can only learn to engage the Holy Ghost in our lives, my friends, I'm telling you, there are planes yet to be invented. There are ships out there yet to be created. Let me say this. The Holy Spirit will not just help you to create spiritual things. He will also help you to create physical substances. The Holy Ghost can give you wisdom and intelligence. Hallelujah. Say it with me, Holy Spirit. Help me to understand that you are in me for a purpose. Listen. There is a whole world of possibilities out there for you. Don't give up on yourself when the Holy Spirit can help you to get there. Don't quit on yourself when the Holy Spirit can help you to get there. Don't move and transfer to another place when the Holy Ghost can cause you to grow things in the same dry land and you can produce. Don't go out there looking for greener pastures when you already have a greener pasture within you, and that's the Holy Ghost. Haven't you heard that He's able to make rivers in the deserts? Haven't you read that He's able to make rivers in the deserts? Haven't you read that He's able to cause waters to come out of the dry places? Come on, somebody say, behold, there's a new thing that the Holy Spirit is about to create in my life. Come on, somebody say, this year. Look at the friend, say, this year. Watch me closely. Because the Holy Ghost is ready for my word. I want you to lift up your hands. I want you to whisper a word of what you want the Holy Ghost to do. Whisper a word. If you want marriage, just say marriage so that people should not hear you. If you want a job, just whisper a job. Come on, for a minute, just whisper to the Holy Ghost. Whisper whatever. I'm giving you a minute. Just whisper. Thank you, Holy Ghost. No, whisper. Me, I'm thanking my Holy Ghost. Because I'm speaking things. I don't want you to be only hearing, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. In the name that is above every other name, I thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Listen, do you know what the Holy Ghost has been doing all along? He was just moving on top of each one of you, getting ready to hear your word. The question is, what have you said? What have you told him? If you believe it, you will see it happening in your life. In the name of Jesus. When it happens, don't whisper it. When it happens, speak it. The reason why I didn't want you to speak it aloud is because there are some people who can offer dangerous prayers on your behalf, and they will hear your prayer, and they will find themselves. You better be careful who you whisper to. That's why I said whisper to the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, don't think you are alone. There are people here who pray prayers. You are busy building, they are busy destroying what you are praying for. Come on, whisper one more time and say, Holy Ghost. Listen to this. Another divine work of the Holy Ghost. I will speak one more than we close. Another divine work of the Holy Spirit is this. He raised Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 8, verse number 11. He raised Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 8, verse number 11. He raised Jesus from the dead. Listen, the rising up of Jesus from the dead was the work of the Holy Spirit. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, but if, that's a conditional word, if there are some people, they don't have the Holy Ghost, they have a devil spirit. It says, but if the spirit of him, who is that him? God, that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells or lives in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Listen to me. Jesus did not just rise up from the dead. The Spirit raised him from the dead. And the Bible says, if the Spirit, oh, Shadda Bosika, that's an impossible. Listen, my friends, if somebody is sick, at least there is hope. Now, look at me, everybody. Look at me. We all know some, eh? Hallelujah. Now, look at me. Look at me. If I get sick right now, for as long as I'm sick and I'm not dead, there is still hope that I can rise up again. But if I die, what happens? People lose hope. I've never been in a funeral ever since I was born until now, where I see a pastor standing up and say, open the casket so that we raise this one from the dead. All I hear is pastors preaching the word of God, comforting the dead, and saving souls on that particular day. Except one funeral that I attended in my life of a man who lost his son, and this is a true story, of a man who lost his son, and he was coming from Australia. When he landed at the Lilongwe airport, he was told that your son is dead. The son was on his way to the airport to pick him up, and he was coming from Australia for 3 years, where he was studying master's degree. And when he came out of the plane, the news that hit him was that your son is dead. He looked at the news people, the people, the messengers who told him the news. He said, my son is not dead. My son lives. And the people thought he's speaking spiritually, leave. But he said, where have you laid him? Where is my son? And by that time, he was already in the mortuary. They had already embalmed the body. They had already put him in the casket. And he said, pick it up from wherever it is. Bring it to my house. They brought it to his house. He took the son out of the box. Put the son on the mattress in the house. He looked at his wife. He looked at his children. He said, my son lives. And my son is not dead. People came. I know the man. I even went to that house myself. I'm not just talking about something I heard. I saw it with my own eyes. I went there with Pastor Israel and the other pastors from our church. We went to the house and I entered into the house. I saw this dead man on the pillow out of the casket. And my faith failed me. All I did was let me get out and not disturb what is happening inside. But let me tell you something. This man said to everybody who came, because it was news in our country. It was even on the news. Right on the front page of the newspaper, it was written. But I want you to listen to this. The man said, my son lives, and my son is not dead. He told everybody, give me 3 days. If it does not rise up, then my son is dead indeed. He prayed for 3 days, and the son never came back to life. Then he said, you can bury my son. But I want you to understand something. At least he tried. This very same man, I am telling you the truth, this very same man, he was preaching in one of the villages. A daughter died. He used the same faith, and that daughter came back to life. But this is my point. When somebody is dead, there is no hope. All we do is to cry. Now, I want you to look at this. Now, the Holy Ghost, or Paul, by the Holy Ghost, he uses an example of something in the natural which is impossible. He says, if the Spirit of God was able to take Jesus out of the grave, out of something impossible naturally, what is it that you cannot do in your life? Are you listening to me? If he was able to raise Jesus from the dead, if he was able to bring life to the dead, the mind of it was preaching Ezekiel chapter 37, the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel was taken into that valley by the Spirit of God. And the Bible says, Ezekiel, now look at this. He looked at the bones and he concluded that they were very dry. And God said to him, Ezekiel, oh son of man, can these bones live again? And Ezekiel was a wise man, because some of us are too quick to give answers to the questions we don't understand. Ezekiel said, Lord, this situation, I have no answer, you know. And God said, it is your duty, professor. Speak to the people. Can I submit something to you, my friends? The Holy Spirit, by the words of your mouth, will bring life to your dead situations. The question is, what is it that is dead in your life? What is it that is dead in your life? Is it your spiritual life? You can speak life, and the Holy Ghost will bring it back to life. Is it your finances? You can speak life, and your finances will begin to pick up. Is it your joy? Speak, and your joy will begin to rise up again. You have the power to speak what you want, because the Holy Ghost is ready to bring to life every dead situation in your life. Listen to me. There is nobody who is listening to me right now who can say, I have no hope. I will say to you, you are a liar. There is hope in you, and the hope is the Holy Spirit. There is hope for your situation, and your situation can change. Your situation can change. I don't care whether you are educated or not. I don't care whether you have a CV that has no name and no phone number. The Holy Ghost can create a job for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I pray the resurrection power of God upon your life which is in you. And listen to me. Listen, listen. When Jesus was put in the grave, now understand this, because Jesus had openly said, after 3 days, I will rise up from the dead. If you read your Bibles very well, and if you follow the Bible history, and listen, the Bible says that the Jews, they said amongst themselves, this guy, he said he will rise up again after 3 days. Therefore, let us take a big stone and put it on the mouth of his grave. Because during those days, they were not putting people down like 6 feet under, you put them down. During those days, people used to have graves, and they were like a cave, and you know, good homes, and they would put them there, and they would put a stone. But on Jesus' grave, they said, put a big stone, so that his disciples, because they said, maybe his disciples will come in the middle of the night, and you take him out, and then begin to declare he's alive. Yeah? But listen to this. Not only did they put a stone, but they also put 2 mighty soldiers with a sword, so that nobody can come in the night and sneak in. And you know how the Roman soldiers are. These were not people who were playing. Roman soldiers, you couldn't play with them. These people would cut you off in a minute. They were there looking after the grave of Jesus. But let me tell you something. Listen to me. The Holy Ghost went through the stone. He went through the soldiers. Whilst the soldiers were watching, the Holy Ghost went through. Can I tell you something? There are people who are looking at your life and they are saying you'll be defeated. There are people who are guarding your life and say he's not going to go nowhere. We will see what will become of him. But the Holy Ghost will go through them. Whilst they are there, I see a going through anointing. The Holy Ghost will sneak through every hindrance. The Holy Ghost will sneak through every stone. The Holy Ghost will sneak through every stumbling block. And the Holy Ghost will find you in your sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, hear me now. When you wake up in your morning and you open your email, you will find that job waiting for you. When you wake up in the morning and you look at your phone, you will find that text for your miracle. When you, because the Holy Ghost has slipped through whilst the watchmen are waiting. Whilst they are waiting. You see, God loves to do things when people are waiting for your downfall. When people are waiting for your downfall, we will see what will become of him. We will see what will become of her. We will see. Listen, there are so many watchmen out here. Some of them are in this church. And they never miss a Sunday service. They are waiting. When is the day of the downfall? When is it going to fall? When is she going to fall? Whilst they are watching, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. He loves to do it in the presence of your enemies. He loves to do it in the presence of your adversaries. He says, right in the presence of your enemies, I will anoint your head. I will fill your cup to the brim. Right in the presence of your enemies, I will lay a table before you. Who is it that the Holy Ghost is ready to create some stuff in their lives today? Resurrection power. Resurrection power. Some people are expecting you to go back home empty-handed. But the resurrection power will give you stuff with no labor. Listen, he removed the stone. Now, this is amazing. When the disciples came, when the women came to This is a problem with people who don't believe. Jesus said it, in 3 days you will not find me in the grave. Now Mary comes to the women. You know, there are some people who are so zealous for God. Very spiritual but very foolish. So they came and said, you know, let's go and anoint him. Trying to do a spiritual thing on the wrong day. So they said to each other, let us go. And the women gathered themselves, trying to go anoint the body of Jesus Christ. Wanting to do the right thing, but on the wrong day. So they came to the tomb. Guess what? They find that the stone has been removed. The two soldiers who were standing there are sleeping. Now they say, oh, they have taken our Lord. They are crying, oh, they have taken our Lord. They have taken us. Listen to me. Even your own family will cry and think you have disappeared when God has appeared in your life. When the Holy Ghost does a miracle, the first person to be surprised will be your husband or your wife, will be your girlfriend or your boyfriend, because those are the people that are close to you. And you'll be like, what is happening to you, Daddy? Now listen to this. They gather the courage to get into the tomb. Listen to me. This is powerful. I'll close with this one. I'll not finish. I'll just finish with this one. This is what happened. You see, when Jesus was put in the grave, he had what? They had grave clothes. Now picture this. He goes in there. The Mary and them get into the grave. Then they find something spectacular. Number one, an angel. The angel asks them a question. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Listen to me. People will not find you in the camp of defeated people. People will not find you among dead people. You are not, listen to me, and listen to me very good. You are not a raven that feeds on dead things. You are not a hyena that waits for a lion to kill and it comes for leftovers. Yeah, listen to me, you are an eagle. Why are you looking for an eagle among chickens? Why are you becoming a hyena when you are a lion? And God is asking me a question. Why are you crying when you are supposed to be smiling? Why are you busy saying, me, I'll leave, I'll go back home. Things are not working for me. When the Holy Ghost is saying, I can create things for you. Ah, look at your friend and say, I am a living Christian. Everything in me is alive. Shake them and say, I'm alive. The second thing that happened is this. They saw that the clothes that they had bound Jesus with, hallelujah. I'm sorry, women for decoration. They found the clothes that they had bound Jesus with. This is what they found. It was folded nicely. Folded nicely. And it was put right at the head. Now they started wondering, who in the world can do this? Now let me show you a revelation out of here. Read your Bibles, you will see what I'm telling you. This is not outside the word of God. The grave cloth was folded. Now in the Jewish culture, when they sit down on the table and they are eating, when normal people are eating, after the food and everything else, they take that piece of cloth which you cover yourself. They fold it and put it down. What it means is, I am done. I am finished. You can clear the table. Jesus made a statement to the devil and to the world. My work is over and I have folded my cloth. The work is over and it is done. I have come all the way to announce to you today that the cloth has been folded and the work is over in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet and say, I have come to announce to you today that the cloth has been folded. The cloth has been folded. Hey, the master has finished his business over your life. And listen to this. When Jesus had folded the cloth, he came back and appeared to Mary. Jesus is about to appear to you and to tell you, did I not tell you that I am the resurrection and the life? Did I not tell you that after 3 days I will come back to life? Oh, I see a wonder in the spirit. Is it you? I see a wonder in the spirit. Is it for you? I see a wonder in the spirit. Is it for you? God spoke to me this morning and he said to me, son, when I'm about to resurrect my children, noise will be the first thing that will be heard. Because there are certain things that have really locked you in. They have locked you in. They have taken some rocks and they have locked you in. And they have taken a rock and put it on top of the rock. But Jesus is saying, noise I hear in the spirit. Because God is removing every inch. He's about to prove the critics wrong. Jesus is about to make a statement on your behalf. Listen to me. If you're a good football player, you have an agent. The agent goes and negotiates the deal for you. The Holy Ghost is your agent this morning. He's negotiating a deal with God concerning your life. For it is only him who knows the mind of God. I see in the spirit this week somebody laughing. I see it in the spirit. A creation of laughter. Come on, somebody say, hey, it's happening in the name of Jesus. I want you to take a step and say, I'm coming out of my grave. I want you to show me the cloth. The cloth has been folded. Say with me, the cloth has been folded. Come on, find something and say the cloth. Find something first. Come on, we want to make some spiritual declarations here. If you can take off your jacket, you can do that. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you want to do, say the cloth. Come on, somebody say the cloth has been folded. What the enemy meant for evil, God is telling you for your good. Hear me now. Hear me now. They thought you were dying, but they will see you coming back to life. Why? Because the Holy Ghost. They thought you would not get married, but they will see you getting married because of the Holy Ghost. They thought you would not have a job, but they will see you having jobs by the Holy Ghost. They thought you would divorce, but you will be renewing your vows by the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody say, it's not over until it's over. Say, devil, enough. Is enough. Devil, the cross has been folded. Look at yourself. Here I come. Here I come. Here I come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Joseph, they thought they are betraying you. They could not, they are preparing you for position. The divine words of the Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed the message today. If you need prayer or would like to come and fellowship with us, Living Waters Dublin International is located at 36 Parnell Square, Dublin 1, by the Teachers Club. Starting time is 10 a.m. to 12:30 noon time. Alternatively, you could contact us on 08666-53012 or 086-3428286 or 08995814476. Our email address is churchlivingwaters@ymail.com. You can also catch us on Facebook at Living Waters Church Dublin. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, please follow me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, I open my heart to you. I invite you into my heart. Take over my life completely. Everything that I have done in my past that is not of God, I leave it and lay it at your feet, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. To be called into